14.1.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to see such a large turnout. Clearly, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well, despite the current economic situation. Now, the first question I have to ask, or rather, the question you have to ask yourselves, is why are you starting a company? If it's because you've carried out a great deal of research and you've spotted a gap in the market for your product or service, then go ahead. Do it. If, on the other hand, you're fed up with long hours and you want to free up more time for the kids, think again. A new company will put even greater demands on your time. Likewise, if you're fed up taking orders from other people, I'd also advise caution. Power-hungry CEOs often struggle to take off. The same goes if profit is all that motivates you. Margins will be low at the start, so you'll probably make very little initially. But if you have a genuine fascination with whatever you're selling, then go for it. Now, some of you here might be thinking about having your second go at business because your first attempt was short-lived. Take heart. Some of the world's top entrepreneurs have done exactly the same thing. You can learn a lot from past mistakes. A word of warning, though, never try to get a new company going while you're still employed elsewhere. I'll tell you why. If you see your business as a backup plan or a compensation for your boring regular work, you'll never commit yourself 100%. And no, your new business won't be successful. It's all or nothing. So what you need to do in these circumstances...